Brothers and sisters in Christ, last time we heard that gospel was a few Wednesdays ago, Ash Wednesday to be exact. Maybe we could start Ash Wednesday over again today. It would be fun. Today we're celebrating the feast of a saint who really lived Ash Wednesday and penitence, not just during Lent, but throughout his life, even though it's hard to find a place in his life where he ever sinned. We know that we go through the season of Lent because we're all sinners, and we need to do penance in order to turn away from the things that we shouldn't do. St. Aloysius Gonzaga inspires us with his innocence to be penitent even when we might think that we're innocent. Even when we may not be aware of our wrongdoing, it's good to do these penances every single day. And so maybe you can call to mind some of the penance that you did this past Lent, especially if it was fruitful in your life, to make sure that you continue those good practices even throughout the year, particularly in the area of prayer. Hear what our Lord says to us again about prayer. He says, when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. So let's remember that when we close our eyes in prayer, when we go and talk to God, that he's listening. Those are the very words of Jesus. May we never be deceived. This is an act of penance to not pay attention to everything else that's going on, or it's an act of penance to kind of waste our time not doing other things, but to just spend time with God. And that's what we're doing here. So let's pray for that grace to do that penance even now, so that we may be rewarded by our Father in heaven. He's listening to us. He comes to us in this Mass, especially in a particular way in the Holy Eucharist, as he feeds us with his body and blood. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus now.